At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour in the news for this Friday, the 12th day of March. The city of Plymouth will fund an effort to develop new pop-up retail space on Main Street. Meeting last night, the Plymouth City Council approved a funding request for the research and creation of new single-occupant retail space in the city parking lot on Main Street, located across from City Hall. The city would offer small retail booths for short-term rent for small and startup retail operations. Well, the council voted to approve up to $20,000 to develop the concept. Then another business, the council also discussed the ongoing code enforcement effort against persistently barking dogs at a property on Locust Street. Efforts are underway to attempt to catch the dogs in the act. Ella Douglas Flatman faces serious drug charges following a reckless driving report. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, a vehicle was spotted crossing over double yellow lines and narrowly missing a pedestrian while traveling southbound on Highway 49 in Angels Camp early Thursday morning. After a number of citizen calls, Angels Camp police officers and sheriff's patrol deputies immediately began looking for the vehicle. The suspect vehicle was found a short time later in a parking lot off of Highway 49 in Angels Camp. Behind the wheel was 38-year-old James St. Louis. Officers discovered 1 pound of methamphetamine, $1,700 in cash, and 2 firearms that he had concealed. St. Louis was arrested without incident on several drug-related charges, including possession of a controlled substance, drug sales, and transportation. He also faces charges of a felon having firearms while under the influence of an illegal drug and a vehicle driver carrying concealed firearms. Now, the California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, will perform maintenance work on Highway 26 next week from Gilhaven Drive to Alabama Hill. Work is scheduled from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday on eastbound and westbound lanes. Crews will conduct one-way traffic control. Motorists should expect 10-minute delays. This work is subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment, and or materials. And as JD always says, be sure to slow in the cone zone. And don't carry fireworks in your pocket, that's right. Well, the Amador Resource Conservation District is hosting a community chipping day today and tomorrow at the Sutter Hill Fire Station from 8:30 to 4. Landowners can bring vegetation material cleared from their own personal properties to these chipping days free of charge. A licensed contractor with an industrial chipper will be on hand to unload the material for you and chip it right up. You don't even have to get out of your vehicle again, free of charge. The next one scheduled will be the following Friday and Saturday in River Pines. And once again, the Amador County Health Department will hold an upcountry COVID-19 vaccination clinic next Wednesday from 9 to noon and from 1 to 4 at the Veterans Hall in Pioneer, located on Buckhorn Ridge Road. Now, for more details, visit the county website. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.